This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1677. What's your hometown like? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In this episode, you'll get a fantastic way to make small talk conversation and then go deeper at a party, a dinner, or a work event by asking someone about where they come from. Listen in today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I have a question. Would you consider me to be a New Yorker?
I would say at this point, you've been there for 10 plus years, right? Mm-hmm. For a while. So I would say probably, yeah. After 10 years, you get that that badge of honor.
Because it's funny. In episode 1664, we were talking about, different names for people from different states, right? Like yeah. New Hampshireite, you're a New Hampshireite and I'm a Marylander. But at some point, you know, people also take on the identity and perhaps get that badge of honor, like that name of a place where they've been living for a long time, even if they didn't grow up there.
Yeah, that's a point. And I'm not sure if we mentioned this last time, but this is actually a topic that's kind of uniquely American. I feel like Americans move around. Did we talk about this before? We move around a ton. We just, you know, we don't expect to stay where our parents live. And we also just move for work, or a lot of people right now, I probably shared this, are moving to where I live, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So the home prices are going skyrocketing through the roof. So we move. So we do change our identity a lot based on where we're moving to.
Yeah, I think we're talking, though, as people who do that, like, because I don't know what the actual stats are, but I know, I mean, countless people who live in my hometown.
Stay in one place. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So I don't know. I think we like are living this bubble of like, oh, we like to move.
And
like,
we're kind of transplants. We do. But I mean, I don't know, our listeners could chime in. But I have this feeling that in, you know, places like Western Europe, people may not move quite as much. They may end up back in their hometown.
Oh, that's
interesting. Which is fine too. Which is kind of nice, just because then you come back to your original community. But yeah, of course, it definitely depends on who's around you, right? Yeah. We're definitely transplants, you and me.
Right.
No doubt.
I feel like there, I don't know, you know Sex and the City. Like, I feel like, isn't there a whole thing about, like, when you're a New Yorker? Or, I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know. Anyway, so I was just thinking about that after that last episode. Guys, like I said, this is a follow-up from episode 1664, A New Hampshireite and a Marylander on State Identity. So if you haven't listened to that one, go ahead and listen to that one today. That one may have been on YouTube. I can't remember either. But you can always look there as well. And if not, you can catch all our other episodes on YouTube. But before we get into that, guys, we really want to thank our reviewers.
Yes, I'm just going to call out a few names of awesome listeners who reviewed our podcast. But the places you could review are in any podcast player, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you use. You could also review the app. We have an iOS and an Android app, and you might be listening over there. So make sure you write a review over there. So thank you to Ramon Asari. Thank you to Ghazal. Thank you to Mashid. Donnie and Kizuna. I like that someone's name is Kizuna. So good. Great word in Japanese. Mm-hmm. And thank you to everyone who has written us a review. We really appreciate these reviews, guys. We really
thank
do.
Thank you. Yeah. So if you haven't reviewed us, go on over today, review us. And also, guys, you can ask your questions in your reviews.
Yeah. And I love seeing this. I mean, for example, Donnie said, "Hi, girls. I just want to thank you for the incredible work you've done. I feel like I've known you for a long time." That's what a lot of listeners say, Michelle.
Aww.
That they feel like they've known us, which we love
that.
That's
so
nice. We love that. Aww. Yeah, we really want to connect with you guys. We want to see what you think about the show. So go and leave us a little review. And we will be able to see it for sure. I'll see it and I'll send it over to Michelle.
Yay. All right. I can't wait. So cool. Guys, yeah, last time on that other episode, we were talking about, you know, states, like people from Texas or Texans and New Hampshireites and New Yorkers, Marylanders and Michiganders and all these different ones. So you can hear more about that on that episode. And today is kind of a follow-up. I mean, Lindsay, I mean, how important is New Hampshire to you? And do you know a lot about New Hampshire?
Are you going to quiz me about it?
Yes, actually, surprise.
Oh, no. I better say I don't know anything in that case. Let me see. How much do I know? You know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes my friend teases me because sometimes a little New Hampshire accent will come out. A tiny, tiny bit, and it sounds kind of countryside.
Can you think of an example? Or
you know the example, Michelle. Rough. And then another friend of mine has also teased me about it. It's when I say roof and
roof. I knew it. Oh, I'm right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've nailed it down that does come from my New Hampshire roots because I have another friend that lives there, and she says the same things the same way. So I'm thinking, so when that happens, I feel a tinge of nostalgia for my home state. I mean, there are good things about New Hampshire. So yeah, I guess I identify with it, but not too much because I don't want to ever stay there. I wouldn't want to stay there. To be honest, there's not a ton of opportunity there.
Interesting. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, we were talking about having this kind of a pride and how people get excited to talk about their home, especially when you meet someone from your home state or from your hometown. I know, Lindsay, you had met someone who grew up near you.
Yes.
That you were telling us about.
Yeah. A guy that we interviewed on the podcast this month found out that he knew my home football field and he knew my town, grew up nearby. That's a special moment.
Exactly. It's a connection moment and you don't want to miss out on that. So, this can be useful in personal life and in business. I mean, this is a huge way. Like, you might meet someone at a networking event and you start talking and realize you're from the same place or live nearby or whatever. And it's just a great way because you know what it is? It's something that's not about business. And that really brings people back to the core of who they are, this core of like where they're from, their neighborhood, their town, whatever. It's a very genuine topic. It's a very human topic. So it's a very good connection topic.
Yeah. It's something about knowing that that other person was in the same environment, especially when you were kids, right? If you grew up there, it's something about that. It makes it feel like they're a kindred spirit or something, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's great. So, I mean, what are some questions that you can use to get to know someone while talking about where they come from, right? Like their state. So like if somebody, Lindsay, were having a conversation with you for the first time and they don't know really anything. Well, I mean, or I don't know anything about New Hampshire. You know, I can ask you. It doesn't have to be a completely new person, but
yeah,
I mean, let's talk about some conversations you can kind of start with, Lindsay. How about I ask you the question and then you answer?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. And well, we are going to talk about, you know what, let's just list it and then how to answer and then we'll actually discuss it. So
okay, that sounds good.
That's the new plan. All right. So the first question you could ask is, what's your hometown or what's your home state like, right?
Yeah. So what's something like? Mm-hmm. I like this because it's very open and it brings the connection. It opens up that connection so they can pretty much say anything they want. Mm-hmm, right, which is cool because that doesn't corner people into saying like yes or no answers or something.
Right. And you know what's I don't know, it just this one just got me thinking. So when would you use hometown versus home state, like your state, because it's so different. Like I'm from Maryland and the whole state of Maryland's a big it's not a big state, but like there's a lot to it. So, and my hometown is very different, is not the same as the state. So like, what do you think is better to ask people about?
I kind of think hometown would open itself to more stories, you know, I grew up in a small town and you know, my town was known for X and we went to this little pancake shop every Sunday, right? So that's going to lend itself to better stories, better connection. Home state is a little more broad. In that case, you might talk about like your university, the state university. I don't know.
Right. Right. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. So that's a good thing to consider. Definitely the hometown, like, you know, I feel like I know my hometown even more than I know my home state, you know?
Right, right. For sure.
So what's the other thing?
I just want to say, as shooting off from what you said, Michelle, the more intimate you can get in your question, because I think a question about what's your hometown like is more intimate than what's your home state like. The more intimate you can get, the more you can give people a chance to reflect on their memories and stay away from boring things like statistics.
Like general things.
Like median income, right? Those are boring things. Right.
Or just like stereotypes about.
Stereotypes. You know? The more you can open a question like that, guys, that's the key to connection right there.
Yeah.
So that's
huge. Yeah. So, I mean, what's another question you could ask?
Hey guys, go ahead and leave us a review. Let us know what you think about All Ears English. We read every single review. So wherever you listen to this show, whether it's on the iOS app, the Android app, or in your favorite podcast player, please rate and review All Ears English. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You could say, is your state known for something in particular?
So your state or your town, right? Like we said. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, what's it like to live in, you know, the town or the state? So like, what's it like to live in New Hampshire? And so those are some questions you can ask to open up the conversation. Now, how can you answer? Let's talk about the answer. So even if it's not about the state, even it's about the hometown, right? So one thing you could say is my hometown or my state is really blank, right? Is really small, is really beautiful, boring, exciting, whatever it is.
Yeah, adding really just is fun. It's natural. Yeah. It's native, guys. It makes you connect. It allows you to pause and think. It's very strategic, actually.
Yes.
In conversation.
It's really, yeah.
Then we could say my state is known for, or everyone knows my state for, or my state is famous for blank. Right. So my state is famous for its food.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good. Good stuff.
Right. So then if somebody asks you what's it like to live in something, you could answer X, right, the place, is really something. So it's a something place to live. So, for example, New York is really exciting. So it's a fun place to live.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And I want to ask you about New York, too, in a minute. Yeah, that's so good. So should we do some examples here, Michelle?
Yeah, well, let's just go through. Like, let's ask each other some of these questions and answer them. So should we, So I guess we can ask each other, since we were both like transplants, we can ask each other about either where we live now or where we grew up. Okay.
Okay. So maybe we can decide what to talk
about.
We
can decide. That
way. Okay. Right. So Michelle, what's your hometown like?
My hometown. Well, so, it's really, nice. I grew up not far from Washington, D.C., so there are a lot of people who live, who work in government there. It's I growing up, I honestly felt that I lived in a boring place because
suburbs, right?
Yeah, because it was a suburbs. However, it was like more like it wasn't really like it was more suburban than a true suburb. Okay. I mean, there were like a lot of strip malls and things like that. But I was also close to a metro line, so I could go into Washington, D.C. if I wanted. That's where my dad worked. And so I liked growing up where I did. But at the time, I was like, I just want to live in New York, like all the time. Yeah. That's all I cared about. So as a kid, I thought it was boring. Now it's so like there's so much more to do. That I don't know if I would have ever left.
I like it. I like it. Well, and guys, there's tons of follow-up questions I could say now, and we're gonna have to cover that in a different episode. Yeah, Michelle, exactly. Really, I could ask you, you know, were there a lot of families there, or is it a good place to raise kids, or would you live there again, would you raise your family there, all sorts of questions could come up.
This can
to deepen the connection.
All right. Well, Lindsay, I'll ask you another one. So is, Lindsay, is your hometown known for something in particular?
Oh, my hometown is known for something in particular, which is kind of weird. So it's known to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, joking, for the place that assembled the most pumpkins in one place.
Oh, my God.
And actually, there's a second thing. My hometown, Keene, New Hampshire, is known, it's supposed to have the widest main street in America, or at some point it had that. The widest main street.
Oh,
so two
wow.
things. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So the pumpkin thing, it was called the Pumpkin Festival, and we had it almost every year I was a kid there. And people would just bring pumpkins to the middle of town around Halloween. There'd be a whole evening, and we'd get in the Guinness Book of World Records every year.
Oh my goodness.
Fun. Yeah, I never told you that.
No, I don't think so. Wow, that's really cool. So, I mean, is that something you miss that you don't get to do anymore? Was that like such a great highlight of your childhood?
It's a nice highlight. It was kind of, it just gave a little character to Keene, New Hampshire. Now I think my town's a little down and out, unfortunately. That's a good expression, down and out. What do you think when I say that, Michelle?
I think like not as nice. I don't know.
Not as nice. Yeah. You know, I think the state of New Hampshire has become like there's just it's kind of isolated is the problem. It's not close to Boston. It's 2 hours from Boston, 2 hours from the coast, 2 hours from the mountains in Vermont. So it's isolated in a valley. Mm-hmm. And there's become more, I guess, more drug use in the town, unfortunately. You know, not as many families are moving there. It used to be a great place to move your family in the 80s. And a lot of the big companies, like the insurance companies, have left and gone to cheaper places like Florida or Texas. So it's kind of hard to see my town. I mean, it's not awful, right? You could still go back there and see it. My parents have moved away. But it's kind of interesting to see a town sort of decline a little bit over decades. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of too bad.
Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, of course, I have fond memories of my little town, Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay, good. So again, I could ask so many follow-up questions about the pumpkins, about everything.
And then we could have gone into a discussion just to help our listeners. If you wanted to ask me about the economy more, we could talk about the economy in the U.S., what towns are declining, which ones are on the rise up, right? We could have had a lot of great conversations there.
Absolutely. We're really just scratching the surface today because there's so much more to it. So, all right. Should we do one more quick one?
Okay, let's do it. So, Michelle, what's it like to live in New York City?
Oh, my gosh. Well, New York City is famous for, oh, wait, hold on. Is that, no. I skipped it. Okay. I'm going to do, okay. New York is, I will start it. I will say New York is really exciting. So it's a fun place to live. That's the example I gave, but it's also really expensive, so you really got to watch it. You have to have kind of a certain toughness, I do think, to live in New York. A certain, you have to love living, you have to love it and want to be there. Like, not everybody would want that certain lifestyle. I think it's a very, it's very particular set of people who actually would want that kind of lifestyle, not really driving a car and really, like, you know, having it's tough. It can be tough to live in New York, but I really love it.
Oh, that's awesome. I know. I can imagine, you know, bringing your groceries home on foot every week.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right? Yeah, groceries, that's a big one. Although there are so many, like, little places, you know, where you can get things, but then those are the expensive ones.
right. Yeah, it is a very unique lifestyle in New York, right? There's only a few cities, other cities that are like that. San Francisco, New York, pretty much that's it. Maybe Washington, D.C., that on foot thing. Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, guys. This is a fun one. We could keep going on this forever and ever and ever, really. So, guys, again, we learned last in that other episode, we learned about the names for people from these places. Today we were talking about, you know, people's ties to their states, to their hometown, asking more of intimate questions, and how that might be getting more to the core of someone and get the conversation going more. And just, these are great conversation questions to connect.
Oh, these are fantastic. Guys, bring this lesson to a party. Take notes. Bring your notes to a party. Yes. Such a good way to connect with someone. A work event, a party, whatever it is, a dinner out. Use what you've learned today. This is fantastic. And guys, go ahead. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know. Give us a little feedback. Tell us what you want to learn on the show. Go and review the show wherever you listen to Allers English. All right, Michelle.
Okay. Good stuff. All right. This was fun, Lindsay. Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.